Welcome to Viva la Vulva, the podcast that explores and teaches about the goodness of the vulva. Here is your host, Dr. Kara Quant, an internal medicine doctor and advocate for female sexual health.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Viva la Vulva podcast. I am your host, Dr. Kara Quant, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today. This is a new day. I don't know what I said that, but I have not recorded in a while. There have been a lot of things that have been going on in my life. And so I am joined by Lily Wang from Metamore. And we just wanted to talk about what we've been up to recently. There's been some life changes. And then also wanted to dive into toys, you know, so Metamore, and I'll have you kind of introduce Metamore for people who don't know about it. She knows about all things toys and sex accessories and lubricants. And so I love to talk about that. And so we will talk about that in the podcast today, as well as Anal August. We will touch upon that. So let's get started. So Lily, thank you for joining me today on the podcast.
Hello, Dr. Kara. So nice to be back. I think we both just, you know, life happens and it's okay. So we're going to celebrate all of our wins, the fact that we're here. I'm thankful to be on your show. So thank you so much for your time and opportunity, and happy Anal August and Romance Awareness Day month.
Okay. I just wanted to dive into what we've been up to lately. And I am about to get married in a month. So I am excited, but also with, you know, planning a wedding, it takes a lot of time, even though we have a wedding planner, but it still takes some time and energy on top of working. So getting married in a month, had a move. So if you can see the background, if you guys are on YouTube, the background is a little bit different. I am living outside of LA now in the Long Beach area. And so I am, there's been a lot of change recently. What have you been up to?
All fun, exciting changes. So Metamore also has kind of changing offices as well. I have a different backdrop today and hopefully a new place the next time we record as well. Metamore is also going through a full website undertaking. So we're really excited for our viewers to come back online, maybe check us out in a month and a half, and we'll launch mid-end September of a new site with more details, more beautiful photography, and new products for the fall, just coming into season.
Okay, I like it. Change is always good.
Hey, gotta go with the times and be up, keep up with all the times and the young people.
Yes. Okay, that sounds good. So I also wanted to dive into toys and talk about those. And so now they're called sexual devices, I believe. And that was according to ACOG, the American College of Gynecology. They now call them sexual devices, which I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. It just sounds so medically. Toys sound so much more fun and playful. But I did want to dive into new toys that you have sent us, as well as what you have in your store, you know, what you have available.
Totally. A full trunk chest arsenal of sex toys or sexual devices. Yeah, I'll have to noodle on that one, sexual devices, because it is healthy and there's an intimate and sexual health component to it, but it is all about pleasure as well. Like, we want you to feel good. By feeling pleasure and feeling good, it's going to release certain endorphins. It's going to increase your confidence. It will really help and enhance your relationship with yourself as well as with your partner. Mm-hmm. And it saves marriages, as we're talking about romance and getting married. So yay. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to you, of course, again.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I totally agree with sex toys. I agree with it can enhance your relationship, can change things up, can spice things up. I have always been a big advocate for toys and lubricants and have conversations with patients all the time about what ingredients you should look out for when you're picking the right lube for yourself, condom use, no condom, you know, with or without condoms. Right. You know, different bases to the lubricants, toys, and, you know, so I feel like there is so much enhancement that can happen. And I do say this on a regular basis on the podcast, but pleasure is our birthright. So we are born into this world to do many things, but I think pleasure is one of them. Sexual pleasure, other types of pleasure, it doesn't have to be sexual, but yeah, sexual pleasure is a part of that.
It triggers your emotions. And so physically you're feeling good, emotionally you're feeling good, and mentally you're clear minded and spiritually as well. So diving right into products, we have, I mean, out there in the world, and I kind of just always restate this all the time, there are hundreds of thousands of products in the world, right? It's like, it's so overwhelming. How do you know how to choose? So we've already done the heavy lifting on metamore.com and recurated and very specifically selected products that are premium. They are of high quality materials. They're body safe. The ingredients for the lubricants and arousal serums are clean, all natural ingredients, if not organic. And they'll share whether it's made in the US, some are made in Germany, some are made in France. And each of the products will list what the ingredients contain. And as well as if you have any allergies, that's always really important to see what you're able to use on your body or not. But the products have been tested by a group of just everyday people. So we do work with medical professionals. We work with manufacturers. We work with product experts and everyday people who just want to try products to see what works and doesn't work. And the reason why there are so many different choices is because everybody's body is different. And what's going to work for you may not work for someone else and how it makes them feel better. But also, it's just kind of like, I always like to use the analogy of like, it's a pair of shoes. One day you want to use this one, and one day you want to wear those pairs of shoes if you're doing a hike versus going out for a sexy evening in your stiletto heels. There's just kind of a different pleasure and feel for all the different products.
Yes, I like that. Yeah. Okay, so what is one of the products that you want to feature today? Sure.
And we, a lot of time on these episodes, we always talk about the toys. And the toys, of course, are like kind of the highlight of using it in the bedroom or in your relationship. Stay tuned. I would say come back and visit us on the website in the fall because a lot of the manufacturers are releasing a lot of new toys and products and colors and features in the fall, just kind of getting ready for season. So right now it's kind of like
that usual. Is that usually how it goes? Is like fall like the time where like new products come?
I would say pre-COVID, yes. And then now post-COVID, we're trying to get back on that rhythm. Okay. It's been kind of like a whirlwind the last 2 years. And I want to keep mentioning that, but it's just supply chain was always in such a disarray and shipping caused a lot of delays as well. But I think a lot of the manufacturers are kind of like refreshed, kicking off and wanting to release in the fall. But sometimes there's some new things like right before Valentine's Day as well.
Yes, which makes sense.
I mean, some of the things, including like we always talk about the WeVibe chorus, they actually came out with new packaging. So it's a new color. So this is a beautiful coral that I'm showing on video. And along with the new chorus, it has a new squeezable remote so that you can actually squeeze the remote to control the vibrations on the device. And then it's just kind of cute. Like here's like more instructions and information and your charging kit and cable are in this.
Oh my gosh. That's actually a really cute package.
Yeah.
And it like is functional.
Definitely.
You can like use it at your bedside and you could just like have it there.
It's so giftable too. So kind of just thinking ahead for holidays and with the Valentine's Day season coming up. That's in our world. Valentine's is like our Christmas Hanukkah.
Okay. Yeah. So the WeVibe works. So this new one, because I haven't seen it. I do have one of the versions, like it's purple, but I know that you can like connect it on your phone. You have an app on your phone and you can like control it anywhere. Is that the same with this one?
It is. So this is the same device that you have. This is the WeVibe Chorus. It's in a beautiful coral color. It's dual motors, external, internal, super adjustable.
so that it can actually hit your G spot. And you would wear this into your body so that you would get the clitoral stimulation externally, internally, and yet then there's still room for a heterosexual penis partner to still make love to you internally as well. But it's waterproof, magnetic charging, 10 speeds, 10 modes. This is also Bluetooth capable, so you can download it, download the free app, onto your phone and control the vibrations on your cell phone. Mm. And what's so cool about the chorus and some of the other pieces, there's like a panty vibe called the Moxie. It has ambient mode. So you can wear this and it'll beat to the beats and sound of the music or vacuuming or wherever you are, or at the club, if you're wearing it at a day club, pool party, but it's definitely for fun and pleasure. And also it's called We Vibe because it wants to, for you to connect with you and your partner.
Okay.
Exactly. So the We Vibe chorus is like hands down the high epitome of couples vibrators. And it's done so well. It's celebrating over 12 years on the market and the design keeps getting better. The connectivity is really strong and the design is just very comfortable for most bodies.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, yes, I think I've talked about it in the podcast. If I haven't, it's great. Yeah. My partner was able to change it, use it when I was in a different room or actually not in the house at all. So it is nice to use and have your partner control it.
It's fun. Definitely.
Yeah.
So there are so many products. Again, I want to just kind of touch. That was one for a couple's vibrator because it's anal August. I'm going to show a anal product. And then at the same time, Dr. Kara and everyone here at Metamore, myself, Lily, is available to answer any questions. I really want to emphasize that everyone's experience and their journey is so different. And sometimes it's still very personal. So please feel free to reach out to us via social media on our websites. And you can find us there through our email as well.
Yeah. And we can put that also in the description of the podcast.
Perfect. So, Thank you. So what I'm showcasing now is called Tilt, T-I-L-T, Tilt. And it is designed by Laura DiCarlo, woman creator and founder, of the company, founder Laura DiCarlo. And this is a prostate massager. So everyone has a butt, but only penis owners have a prostate. And it would be worn this way. So if this is the front facing of the individual, it would actually be inserted this way into the anus and this would hit their perineum. So there's vibration internally as well as externally. And the most unique thing about this Tilt is besides that it's waterproof, high quality silicone, magnetic charging, and 10 speeds and 10 modes as well, is that it's actually a warming device. So there's a feature where you can turn it on and it'll actually warm, just give it 2 minutes. It'll warm about a few degrees above your body temperature. Mm. And there's a lot of temperature play that's involved for individuals. There's different sensations where some people like a cooling effect, and then a lot of people like the warming effect. So this is a warming device that actually will be kind of warmed up to insert into your anus.
Okay.
And don't forget the lubricant.
Definitely don't forget the lubricant, because you definitely have to have lubricant in order to do anal play. I would say that is 101, first rule of the day. Actually, can you bring it up again? So you said that part goes facing the front of the body.
Correct.
So that back part that you're holding is going up the butt crack, kind of.
This way.
Got it. Okay.
I was wait. Okay. This would go insert. So you would insert it almost like this to the body. Yeah. And then this would hit the perineum. So that I do know, find your perineum and then have this settle in that nesting area. Yeah.
So the perineum, for anyone who doesn't know, is the area in between the genitals and the anus. So vagina, penis, and the anus. In the middle part is the perineum. So so that makes sense. So it warms up, mm-hmm. and it also vibrates.
Correct.
Wow, that is great. And so anyone can use it, even if you don't have a prostate.
Correct. And it could be very pleasurable for women.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I did want to touch a little bit upon anal play. I think that there are a lot of people that are nervous about it or scared about it. It's just like I don't want to do that. And, you know, I always believe in boundaries. If you do not want to do anything, if you don't feel comfortable in doing it, then definitely don't do it. But I do feel like you can tap into a different area of pleasure by doing some anal play. And so there are nerve endings there. There is pleasure that you can have there. You definitely want to start out slow. You want to be relaxed. And lubricant, like we said earlier, is like the number one thing that you have to do. The anus does not lubricate as well as, or does not lubricate like the vagina does. And so you do have to use something that is that feels good and that can lubricate whatever is going in. I would say starting out with fingers can help, you know, just like relaxing. Yes, small finger, just kind of relaxing the anus, and then trying to fit in something small, such as what you have, can help, you know, can be a starting point to your anal play. But and, I believe that, yeah, it is an area that can be tapped in for both women and men, for vulva owners and penis owners.
I wanted to mention on Metamore, we actually have a lot of beginner kits. So a lot as in like two or three. So there is ones that have like a training set where you can actually practice your anal practices. And this starts from a small size to medium to larger. And it does kind of have a instructional guide on how to enjoy the pleasure of anal sex. Mm-hmm. But there is a small beginner's kit and there's also like a training set as well.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So yes, don't be scared of it. Start out slow and see where it takes you.
I mean, some folks just, there is a lot of pleasure to it too, but think about on the medical side, what happens is there's a lot of people who can't use their vulva or their genitals to be able to have that pleasure and connect with their partner. So they were able to find other ways to pleasure with the anal cavity.
So yeah, there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of pleasure that can be had all over the body, including the anus. So in anal August, try some anal play.
I agree. And then so with anal play, you have to make sure you use lubricant. We kind of like emphasize lubricant, lubricant, lubricant. Yeah. You can't have too much of it. It really just makes everything so much more pleasurable. And the reason why there's so many different kinds is you really want to look at the viscosity and the formula and like the ingredients. So how they all differ is, when I say viscosity, it's kind of that thickness. And I kind of do this automatic sensation motion because you want to see how thick it is and like how sticky or tacky. And I shouldn't use those words, but just like more of the pillow effect.
Yeah.
Cushion your cavities in the anus or in the vulva and your vagina, because it's really going to just give that slippery feel and no tears because of your tissues are also sensitive. Your tissues, you want to make sure that you're moisturized so that you're being safe as well. I do want to just kind of disclaimer and mention, we don't sell any numbing products on our website. And I kind of very much disclaimer advise for you to like read into it and research more about it before you do use any numbing. Because the idea is, if you're using a numbing product, especially in your anal cavity, you won't feel any pain. Yeah. So if there's something wrong, like if you tear something, that's your body telling you that something's wrong, that pain effect. So you don't want to numb yourself. You want to feel it. Like that's the whole point, right? You want to be able to feel and enjoy the act of sex.
I mean, you know what? I never thought about that. So there are people that actually ask for numbing for play.
I think so. The answer is yes to that. But I think why they're asking for that product is because they're trying to numb that pain so that they could enjoy the sex of act with their partner possibly. But, you know, I think that just takes communication. Maybe you need to have a different size of product. You need to like maybe relax and rest your cavity and do some exercises prior to just jumping right in. Like,
it's kind of like a marathon. You can't just like sprint right away. You need to like warm up and be comfortable and then like ease yourself into it, literally ease into it.
Yeah, stay slow. I mean, I think that that is for any type of play. I know for myself and I know for many other vulva owners that like slow and steady is the key, and to allow for your partner to say when they're ready for harder or, you know, deeper. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, always go with, always start out slow. I think slow is like the best. That should be like baseline. And then you can move up. So that's for anything. That's for vaginal play. That's for anal play. That's for, I feel like, that's just anything.
It takes practice, right? Yeah. And if you're unfamiliar with it, you just need to research a little bit more about it, read about it, learn about it, and kind of explore your body and ease into it. But there's no wrong way of doing it. Just make sure you're being safe is all I would ask, is be safe, be careful, and have fun.
Yes, I agree. So I wanted to jump into, yes, another type of lube.
Yeah. So I just used this one as a demo and I kind of wanted to shout out to that. This is called Migliori, and in Italian, it means the finest. It's finest. And this is a silicone lubricant. So it's really hard to show like with the glare on the screen, but it is a very thick glass bottle, US made. It's very beautiful. They wanted it so that it looked like it was a perfume or cologne bottle right on your nightstand there. Yeah. But you can see how low this is. I actually do use this. It's great for your hair. It's great for massage. So this is
multifunctional.
Great for massage, great for your hair. And it doesn't stain the sheets because it is a clean and clear silicone. That's all it is. In this ingredient bottle are three different types of silicone, which I can't pronounce, and vitamins. There is vitamins A, B, D, and E. Okay. And how that helps is like it's really great for your all of your skin and your tissues internally and externally. And what I wanted to mention with this too is that a lot of athletes use silicone lubricants. So it's great for chafing. If you're a runner, so if you want to put them on your chest, like so your shirt doesn't rub against you the whole time. I've heard like men rub it on their nipples so that it doesn't chafe from their shirt. Yeah. And then like between your thighs for comfort as well. But because it's so thick, this viscosity is one of the thickest silicones we have on our site. And it's made in the US. Actually, they're based out in Chicago. And this is called Migliori.
Okay. So you basically should get a big bottle so you can use it for everything, for your hair, for chafing, for sex.
This is the travel size. So yeah, this is 30 milliliters and this is 100 milliliters.
Yes. And silicone should not be used with condoms.
Oh, it's okay to use with condoms.
Silicone can't be used with condoms. Oil-based can't be used with condoms.
Correct.
Yes. Got it. Correct. Right.
So okay. Silicone is great for latex safe for condoms.
Got it. Okay. So one thing I wanted to touch upon before we get out of here is this vibe pad that you sent me. And I think that this is really cool. I have not tried it yet. I'm going to, but I wanted you to like talk a little bit about this. I have never seen this. I mean, I know that there's like millions of products out there and that the toy industry is like a billion dollar
industry. Market.
Yes. Yeah. And so wanted to get a little bit more information about this.
Sure. If you wanted to even like open that flap to show the viewers the inside, I think the photo is great, but that is more impactful. Yeah, right there. So ViPad, first of its kind, we're doing really well promoting and selling this product because a lot of our clients maybe sometimes don't want to hold a product.
Yeah.
So it's 100% hands-free. And so if you have dexterity issues, if you just have a pain in your hands and like, I'm sick of holding my phone all the time. So using the ViPad is so convenient because you can use that in bed. You can use that in the bathtub because it's waterproof. You can put that just on a chair and straddle it and be able to have more control over
it. Use it right now.
Yeah, you can use it right now. And hey,
as we're talking,
it's rechargeable and cordless, so you can have it in the car. You can take it on the road with you, basically anywhere you want. You can do it outside.
People would be like, what are you doing right now?
Now, the remote is not waterproof, but there is a remote. So, of course, as you're seated on it, you can actually control the vibration patterns. And so there's 7 vibrating patterns onto that vibe pad. Okay. And it's just kind of like a wonderful, great for experts, great for beginners to use. And you can really just kind of fit your body to whatever feels most comfortable to it. Those are double motors. And so there's 2 vibrating areas on that vibe pad.
Yes. This looks like fun.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to try it, and you have to let me know how you like it.
Yes, I will. I'll give it a review the next time that we talk.
Yeah. If that one just does so well, because if you're a beginner, and no matter what age, no matter where you are, you can just try that just for like the vibration goes throughout the entire pad versus it being so pinpointed, right? We've got bullet vibrators that are so pinpointed to like, yeah, the Taurus, I want stimulation. But the vibe pad's kind of like a nice general vibrating, just relaxation overall to use first. And then of course you can use more toys while you're sitting on that too.
Got it. Yes. Yeah. Is it loud? Do you know if it's loud?
What I was going to say was it's not loud because usually you hear other people moaning over it. Like, no toy is loud because you want to be able to hear yourself or your partner enjoying the product.
That is true. Yeah. Okay. Well, I will try it out and I will let, we can do a review. We can talk about it the next time that we meet.
Awesome. Yay.
Well, I wanted to thank you, Lily, for showing us different products, products out there that you guys can use and take advantage of, the lubricants, the silicone lubricant, the vibe pad, the We Vibe. There are a lot of products out there for you. If you've never tried any of them, go to the Metamore website, metamore.com, and just like look over them. Like she said earlier, all of these products have been kind of vetted by medical professionals, and there's so many products that are out there, and especially the lubricants. I keep emphasizing it, but those are the ones where you really want to make sure. I think the toys too, but the lubricants, you want to make sure that the ingredients are appropriate because they can cause vaginitis. They can cause vaginal infections if you're using the wrong ingredients. So I would say I emphasize that. Go to metamore.com and use the code Viva La Vulva to get a discount. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Lily, for coming on and gracing us with your presence and talking about all these lovely products.
Thank you, Dr. Kara. I can't wait for the next one.
Yes. And thank you out there for joining us today on the Viva La Vulva podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, listen to past episodes, subscribe to the podcast, let other friends and family know about this because this is helpful information for your pleasure. And again, pleasure is your birthright. So go out and have fun. So thank you for joining us. Bye.